Donald Trump to union workers, if we can send billions to Ukraine. U.S. auto workers should have a good living wage. By Hannah Blow on September 27, 2023. If the U.S. can send billions of dollars to Ukraine, U.S. auto workers should have a good living wage. Former President Donald Trump said in a speech to auto workers in Clinton Township, Michigan, Wednesday evening. Trump, speaking to an invigorated crowd, quoted striking United Auto Workers (UAW), making the case that President Biden and the Democrats do not have the back of the working class, caring more about foreign countries than their own people. If we can afford to send hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine, then we can afford to have an auto industry that pays our workers a good living wage and keeps our workers working, Trump said, as the U.S., under Biden's leadership, has given billions to Ukraine. This remained a theme throughout Trump's speech to union workers, as Trump made a clear case that Biden and the radical left do not have the best interests of American workers at heart. He's selling you out to China, he's selling you out to the environmental extremists and the radical left, Trump told the crowd of auto workers, which included members of the UAW strikers against General Motors, GM, Ford, and Stellantis. People have no idea how bad this is going to be. You can be loyal to American labor, or you can be loyal to the environmental lunatics, but you can't really be loyal to both, Trump said, emphasizing that Biden is siding with the left-wing crazies who will destroy automobile manufacturing. I side with the workers of America, Trump said. Related, UAW president, EV transition isn't just tax dollars financing race to the bottom. Trump also mocked President Biden's 12-minute visit to Wayne County, Michigan, on Tuesday, where Biden posed for photos at the picket line. But it's his policies that send Michigan auto workers to the unemployment line, Trump said, adding that he personally has risked it all to defend the working class from the corrupt political class that has spent decades sucking the life, wealth, and blood out of this country. That's why I'm here tonight, Trump said, expressing his hope to lay out a vision for a revival of economic nationalism and our automobile manufacturing lifeblood, which they're sucking out of our country.